Okay, welcome in to Truth Talk this Monday afternoon. Sorry, we're having a little tech issues there, but we think we have things worked out. I'm Joey Hudson in for Stu today. Just like last week ended, this week has started off on a very fast-paced. Wow, I mean, what a week we had in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. I have a lot of stories to share with you today. And, of course, we're kicking off this week with the news today that Kamala Harris is picking up some endorsements as Joe Biden bowed out of the race yesterday. Have not seen the president yet. He has not been cited since going into isolation last week upon testing positive for COVID. He announced yesterday, of course, that he will not be seeking or will not be accepting his party nomination, which has created chaos within the Democrat Party on who their nominee will be. And as President Donald Trump narrowly avoided death just over a week ago, are we seeing a different man? During his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, again, which I was blessed to be there in the Pfizer Forum last Thursday to hear that speech, to watch Donald Trump accept the Republican nomination, the former president mentioned God more than I have ever heard him do in any previous speech. Did you notice that? If you listened to the president's speech last Thursday, did you notice that he mentioned God a number of times during his speech? We're going to talk a little about that today. Are we seeing God's presence in this process of selecting the next president of the United States? My friend and colleague, Kevin McCullough, wrote an article published in townhall.com yesterday. It's titled, "The God Thing, Have You Noticed?" Kevin cites recent situations where he has heard the name of God in some unlikely places, including political discussions. And there's this discussion that's being widely circulated that maybe God is, in fact, getting involved in the political process this year. Not that he's never not involved, but in a more direct way. The Washington Post wrote this, "Former President Donald Trump's narrow escape from an assassin's bullet has reinvigorated talk among some of his supporters that the billionaire is a messiah figure anointed by God to save a troubled nation. Since the attack on Trump's life during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, left him bloodied but otherwise unharmed, some supporters in Congress and on social media have shared Bible scriptures and illustrations showing the Holy Ghost deflecting the bullet." The Post goes on to write, "Internet celebrities such as boxer Jake Paul have called the moment proof of who God wants to win, and posters on The Donald, a far-right message board unaffiliated with the Trump campaign, have mentioned God seven times as often as they did in the week before the shooting." This according to a Washington Post analysis. Again, are we seeing God's presence in this political year? Love to get your comments. I'm not sure if the Washington Post is serious about this, or are they just mocking President Trump's renewed interest in his faith after staring death in the face? But is it that far-fetched that maybe God might have saved Trump's life for better things? You know, I've had a lot of friends over the past few years say they believe God put Donald Trump in our path in 2016. But then there's others who've argued, well, what happened in 2020? Is it that far-fetched, again, that God has an interest who the leader of the free world is? The attempted assassination definitely affected Donald Trump. And I would argue that it has affected the American people as well. I mean, have you thought about your mortality since the assassination attempt? Has the incident caused you to pause and think about how quickly life can change? I had that conversation with a lot of people as the the attempt on the president's life took place on a Saturday. The following day, Sunday, I headed to Milwaukee to the Republican National Convention, where I broadcast my radio show, my podcast. We broadcast the Mike Gallagher Show from there. And I had a lot of conversation with a lot of people. Some people I hadn't seen in quite some time. Some people I'd never met before. But, of course, being fresh on our minds, a lot of people were talking about Donald Trump's near-death experience and how, had he just moved his head slightly, things could have been a lot different last week. Last week's Republican National Convention may not have taken place. And that's essentially what Donald Trump said to us on Thursday night in his acceptance speech. And as I sat there in the Fiserv forum listening to Donald Trump, and we had already gotten word earlier that he had rewritten his speech, it was interesting to watch him and to listen to his explanation of what happened. And if you watched his speech, and if you didn't, here's what he did. At the very beginning of his acceptance speech, before he got into the actual speech itself, he told us all in that arena that he wanted to take a few minutes and tell us what had happened and what was going through his mind in that split second. And you could tell that he wasn't reading from any notes. It wasn't on the teleprompter. He was just telling us the story. He was telling us the events of that Saturday and how he had asked for a slide, a image to be posted on the big Jumbotron, which was behind him, that had to do with immigration. And he said he couldn't see the image on the monitor in front of him, so rather than look at it, he turned slightly so he could see it over his shoulder, and that turn is what saved his life. And he believes that God had a part in that. And again, it's probably the first time that I ever heard Donald Trump say something like that God had spared him, that God had played a role in that. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Monday edition of Truth Talk. I'm Joey Hudson in for Stu today. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. If you'd like to weigh in on today's show, your calls are welcome. You can email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. You can text me if you'd like. Just send your text messages to 864-477-JOEY. Love to get your comments on this Monday edition of Truth Talk. Continue this Monday edition of Truth Talk Live. Welcome back, Joey Hudson. I'm sitting in for Stu today. Love to have you join today's conversation. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Hope you will join us today. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you. If you'd like to weigh in on today's show, just give me a quick call. Email me, joey@joeyhudson.com, and you can text me directly at 864-477-JOEY, 864-477-5639. Just send me a quick text. Let's go to the phones. Jordan is in North Carolina. Welcome, Jordan. How are you?
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm out here working.
Well, we all have to start the week off working, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's on your mind today, Jordan?
Well, this past weekend, I actually was been studying about what you've been talking about. I deep dived a little bit. I actually was on YouTube. YouTube and found out about 6 years ago there was a prophecy that came above about by a man named Pastor Bobby something. But he said that Trump would face the things that he faced last Saturday. Also weighing in on this, he said that coming forward that Trump would win the election, and that America would be going through one of the greatest Great Depressions that we've ever seen.
Wow. Yeah. So Jordan, tell me what you think. And first off, let me ask you this. When you learn that President Trump had been shot, and then, of course, we learned that he was going to be okay, did it make you pause? Did you kind of rethink your mortality? Did you think how things can change just instantly like that?
I mean, no one's promised another second on this planet.
That's true. That's true. And have you had other people? Do you think this has kind of renewed the discussion of how God plays a role in our daily life?
I would hope so. Maybe this would open America's eyes.
Yes. Maybe it'll wake us up, right?
Definitely. Like one of the greatest wake-up calls the nation's ever seen, probably.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Jordan, that was the talk last week in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. I don't know that I've ever had that much talk about God and God's will among a political group as we saw last week in Milwaukee.
Right. That's good. Praise the Lord.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, Jordan, appreciate your phone call today. Have a blessed day.
You too, sir. God bless you.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.
One line open. Your call is welcome as well. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. Love to get your thoughts on that as well. Have you had this discussion with your friends, with your family, with maybe within your church this past weekend about the role that God plays, and could he be speaking to our nation? Kevin McCullough is a friend and colleague of mine. He does that Kevin show in the New York City area. He wrote a column that was published in townhall.com over the weekend. I want to share some of that with you. It's titled, "The God Thing, Have You Noticed?" He writes, "There must be a reason," the 18-year-old kid said to his friends, "a reason for something like that to happen, and I think you have to pay attention to not just that, but also all the reasons he is running when you go into the voting booth this year." It was a bizarre line to overhear from a group of freshly graduated seniors at our pool over the weekend, Kevin wrote. Nevertheless, that was their conversation, and it was not so quiet. In the New York City area, we're not accustomed to people, especially young people, being so verbally vocal, especially about politics, especially about supporting President Trump and his reelection efforts. But we're seeing a lot of things that are unusual, no? He writes, "My opening monologue on my show drove this home last night. America is being transformed." He writes, "7 Alpha Foxtrot," the intercom crackled. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you," said the air traffic controller as the Trump Vance jet ready for takeoff this weekend. The quote from Scripture is half prayer and half benediction, half blessing. It's a petition to the Almighty for God the Father, Yahweh, Jehovah, to protect the person it is said to. Christianity has employed the text as words of encouragement for centuries. At another moment this weekend, "I don't know if he can win," referencing Joe Biden. "Do you think Biden-Harris are any match for an obvious sign from God?" A mother posed the question to her son, who had just stated that he had just registered to vote as a Democrat, adding proudly, "Biden-Harris just invited me to a rally at a middle school this coming Tuesday." Snapshots in deep blue states aren't the only indicator. Those who are as disturbed and unhappy these 8 days after the attempt on President Trump's life also tell you a great deal, he writes. The View's entire crew, MSNBC, the network pretending to do live coverage of the RNC, New York Mag, and many other outlets are taking this weekend to lash out at Trump for not being different enough in his tone in his acceptance speech last Thursday night. Joey Behar claimed that Trump was being unchristian by declaring God's providence in saving his life. Reed, Psaki, and other cheap fake anchors pointing out that Trump did invoke Biden's name twice in his 90-minute speech. Evidently, even mentioning his opponent is enough to send people over the cliff. And New York Mag claimed Trump couldn't even fake normal after the attempt on his life. Kevin goes on to write, in short, the genuinely deranged got angrier. Those who are open are appearing to have considered God as the circumstances and their upcoming choices. The half of the nation that voted for and supported the country is grateful today, and that President Trump is not only still with us, but is fighting hard to return America to common sense. The truth is, the American left doesn't have the bandwidth or capacity to respectfully disagree with those who do not agree with them. They are the ones who labeled him as Hitler. They're the ones who burn American cities to the ground when they don't get their way. And they are Maxine Waters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Chuck Schumer, who use violent rhetoric to warn conservatives that their time is up. They also are the party who are holding hands and worshiping at the altar in this election, wholly dedicating themselves to their sacred cause of infanticide and recommitting their souls to evil and pledging that more innocent children's blood will be spilled while on their watch. Kevin writes, they are so dishonest that they're willing to end the democratic process of selecting their candidate so that their elites can hand select the next empty suit president to carry out their marching orders, the law, politics, and millions of their own voters be damned. They have the nerve to deny democracy to their own voters while they accuse President Trump of being the person who wants to end democracy. This even he allowed past opponents, Haley, DeSantis, Cruz, and Rubio, all to have starring roles in his unifying convention. President Lincoln was quick to admonish a question posed to him that it was more important to align himself with God's side than to worry about God aligning himself with being on his side. Are we not seeing that? He asked. An inner city pastor, prayers of protection for President Trump, Franklin Graham encouraging less vulgarity, repeated speakers acknowledging and praising God's intention for biological sexual differences, protection in life in the womb, a yearning for social justice for hostages being held hostage, and simple respect for victims of violent border-related crime and foolish and reckless exit policies from Afghanistan. Compare that to the Comic-Con knockoff that the Democrats will hold in 3 weeks as they attempt to smear their opponents, worship the gods of abortion, promise to inflict further sexual confusion on our children, and label evil as good and good as evil. There is a significant difference in the posture and tone of the two ends of the political spectrum at the present, and observing the overflow of those differences into the tone of life is telling. Those open to God are responding far differently than those who hate him. It's happening all around us, Kevin writes. You agree with the idea that God is being mentioned more often than not in our political world today? That God has played a role? Now, the Washington Post is kind of mocking this whole idea that God is trying to bring our country back around to him. The Washington Post is kind of mocking this renewed faith of Donald Trump, questioning whether it's real. Of course, we all know that there's only one person who can know that for sure. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Stu Epperson. Continuing today's Truth Talk Live, I'm Joey Hudson in for Stu Epperson today. Glad to have you. Hope you'll join the conversation. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can also email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. Be sure and check out my website, joeyhudson.com, and while you're there, subscribe to my daily podcast, Just the Truth, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Text me as well, 864-477-JOEY. There are lots of ways for you to join today's conversation. Let's go back to the phones. Joseph is in South Carolina. Welcome, Joseph.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
How you doing, Joey?
Hope you are.
Hey, this is no longer Democrat or Republican. That changed a long time ago. This is now good versus evil.
Yeah.
Forget about the parties. The Democrat Party is controlled by demonic entities. They love to kill unborn babies. They lie. They slander people. It's way past politics at this point, and you're going to have to make a decision on which side you want to be on.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this crap that you hear from the Post and the View, they're just demonic entities, in my opinion, because they speak with a devilish tongue.
Yeah, you're so right. This is good versus evil. And this is a situation, Joseph, where we have to pray that God will give us Washington back, that he will give us the knowledge and discern the right candidates to put the right people in the right place, or our country may go too far.
Jerry, I think it's too far gone, my friend. I think those days are gone. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better when he returns. I'm just not very optimistic.
Yeah. Well, I believe God is still in the miracle business, and these are the types of miracles he likes to perform, Joseph. Maybe not. Look, I'd like nothing better for him to come back and take us all. As long as he allows us to remain here on his earth, I do believe that he has people that he has anointed to be in leadership positions. And we just have to pray and discern that we choose the right people.
Hey, real quick, did you see the director speak today to Congress?
I did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What a disaster.
You could have had a hand puppet up there with Morris. I'm at a loss for words. I can't even...
She couldn't answer. And look, I live in upstate South Carolina. Nancy Mace represents the 1st Congressional District. She got very frustrated with her today because she couldn't answer some simple questions. For example, she couldn't answer how many Secret Service agents were actually assigned to be at that event. Now, that would be, to me, a very basic question.
If she was in the commercial sector, she'd get fired in 15 seconds. Good grief.
Yeah.
Where do we start?
It can be terribly frustrating, can it not? Joseph, where in South Carolina do you live?
Right down the street from you, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I live in Greer. I live in Greer. I'm not going to give the road, but I live very close to the Golden Triangle.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, I as we say, born and raised in Greer, I have always lived here. Hey, Joseph, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening to Truth Talk.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Sure thing. Have a great afternoon. Let's stay with the phones. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio, where Mike is holding patiently. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Joey.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a regular caller. I call a lot on this, and I listen all the time. This is a time slot I can listen.
Stu warned me about you.
Oh, you did? Yes.
I'm joking. I'm joking with you, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is, sorry. Where to start? Back in 16, before Trump was in office, I told my mother-in-law and father-in-law, I says, you know who's going to be president? And I said, Donald Trump. And he wasn't even asked thing. And I said, he's going to come and run for president. And they go, oh, you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy. Well, guess what? He ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
And
he won.
and he won. And my, you know, maybe that was a from God speaking to me personally and telling my mother-in-law, and then for me to be closer to God by doing that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that. I mean, I really believe that, that God did that for me. And, you know, this year has been, okay, God, give me an answer. And God keep telling me, pray, pray, pray.
Yeah.
God keep telling me to pray, 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 pray for our nation, pray for revival. You know what I would like to see as Donald Trump do is put a pastor on the stage every rally and ask Jesus to for people to come to Christ right there in his rallies.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
He has thousands of people there at his rallies, and for him to do that, my gosh, he would get the vote for Christians, and I wish he would. You know what I mean? If you're listening, Donald Trump or anybody out there, that's my suggestion for you as a Christian, to give an opportunity for people to get to know Christ at your rallies.
Yeah.
Who cares about?
Did you watch a lot of the convention last week, Mike?
I know I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I didn't.
Well, it was.
I listened to his, his speech.
Yeah.
When he gave his speech, and then I turned it back off. You know, I mean, I watched tear off his shirt. You know, what I mean, I didn't really watch a whole lot. I was in and out. But I was more in tune to what I need to do. You know what I mean? So.
Well, and I've been to a number of Republican national conventions over the years, and it was different. It was a different atmosphere. Of course, he had, Franklin Graham spoke the night of when he gave his speech earlier before Trump came out. But there was just a different atmosphere, and people were having different conversations.
Yeah, I love the prayer of a Melania that was she did to our Father who art in heaven. That was, I did see that through the grapevine.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing to me. I mean, we need more of that in our politicians. And then that way, back in the day, back when I'm hearing history, this is what it was all about. God, God, God. And this is what we're going to do for God's people. And then this is what we need to have spoken out there. You know what I mean? We need God in our lives. We need God in our church, our communities. We need God in our schools. We need God, God, God.
Yeah.
And this is what our politicians need to start saying. And that's what's going to bring revival to our country. If politicians start saying, hey, I'm a God-fearing man, and I believe this. Do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
Speak it right to the media, right out front. Do you know Jesus?
Yeah, we need to have some bold politicians.
Yes, we need some bold politicians out there. I love to see Donald Trump to be that bold, and he is probably.
Yeah,
I think we'll see that.
I
hope so. I'm praying for that.
I've heard Donald Trump speak many times over the years, and that was a different speech that we heard last Thursday. I've never heard him mention God as often as he did in that speech, and so I think we saw a different person, and I think we'll continue to see a different person.
Well, I'm praying for him. I hope America is too.
And that's our job, Mike. That's what you and I can do, is you and I can pray.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, appreciate your phone call. Appreciate you listening to Truth Talk.
Awesome, sir. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Thank you,
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yes. One line open, 866-348-7884, 866-334-TRUTH. Love to have you join the conversation. You can email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. And I hope you'll check out my daily podcast, Joey Hudson, Just the Truth, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or go directly to my website, joeyhudson.com, and subscribe there. Quick update here. White House physician Kevin O'Connor just released a statement saying that President Joe Biden's health as he recovers from COVID that in a letter to the White House press secretary, he said President Biden completed his 10th dose of Paxlovid this morning. His symptoms have almost resolved completely. His pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature remain absolutely normal. His oxygen saturation continues to be excellent on room air. His lungs remain clear. O'Connor noted that the president continues to perform all of his presidential duties and that continue to keep his your office updated with any changes in his condition or treatment plan. That from the White House physician this afternoon. It's going to be interesting to watch. You know, Joe Biden has not been seen publicly since he went home to Delaware after testing positive for COVID last week. He has not been seen publicly since he released his statement yesterday indicating that he would be suspending his campaign for reelection. And, of course, that created the flurry of activity around Kamala Harris. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting few weeks for sure, folks. Hey, I'm Joey Hudson, in for Stu Epperson. It's been great to spend a few minutes with you. Stu will be back tomorrow. Until then, have a blessed day.